Welcome to the Tell Janice Radio Show, where you will hear inspiring stories about life, love, and labor from amazing women to help lift you up. Now, here's your host, Janice.
Thanks very much, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy that you're listening, and I'm sure you're going to learn a lot from our guest today. But before we get started, I wanted to remind you that if you know of a fabulous female that you would like me to give a shout-out to with a few words of encouragement, acknowledgement, or congratulations, please let me know their names by clicking on the link at telljanice.com.
My guest today is Michelle Joy Del Rey. She's the president and CSO of New Century Productions. That's her company. She's local here out of Irvine, California. I'm so excited to have her on the show today. She's an international best-selling author and speaker, and she is a transformational business coach to people with entrepreneurial spirits. Her topic today is going to be taking a leap of faith in any economy. What a terrific topic. And I also like to get started with our guests sharing a little bit about themselves. Can you start with that, Michelle Joy?
Thank you, Janice. It's so good to be on the call with you. My background is I'm a local California girl. I grew up watching the beaches. I called myself a beach brat for a lot of years. And growing up years were going to Catholic school and having an experience with my family of not always having a lot. And in fact, there was a period of time in which my mother was on welfare. My father had gone to jail. And for a long time, I never talked about that. So I'm sharing that with you. This is really the first time I'm bringing it out to any audience, because I think it's really important for people, especially in today's world, to know that you can accomplish anything that you want to, no matter what your beginning was, that you can be inspired and just take a leap of faith, as I say in my book and in my writings, you can start out on a pathway just because you have a vision, because you're inspired to go forward.
That's a terrific story. I'm really appreciative that you shared that with the audience. And you can accomplish anything, and that's what we're here to talk about today. So you grew up in Southern California as a beach brat. So did I. You went through Catholic school. And so how did you get from that background and what you shared just about your parents to doing what you're doing now?
That's a great question. I had an inspiration. I was, first of all, back up a little bit and say I was married for 20 mm-hmm. years. And then I was, after being divorced, I was looking for something that was meaningful. I really wanted to shift my life and move forward in a way that was meaningful. And I discovered my life purpose seemingly by accident. At the time, I knew I had a purpose to be a contribution to others. And then one day I hired a business coach who stood up at a meeting and she said, "I create miracles in people's lives." And I was charmed and responded, "That's for me." And once we started talking, I heard her saying some things that sounded very much like my commitment. And I asked her, "Do you think we can work together?" And she said, "Absolutely." Her name was Melanie Bernacki. And that was the beginning of fast-forwarding every aspect of my life. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was beginning a life of service and experiencing a new level of wealth. Melanie invited me to mm-hmm. join a new company, Consulting Alliance, which was founded by Patricia Joy McDade. And I was so blessed to be in their company for 16 years, as Patricia was truly one of the masters of transformation on this planet. And in her conversations, each and every person in a room of 200 entrepreneurs that we were working with experienced being profoundly loved, appreciated, and set on fire with producing outrageous results. And here I was at the beginning point, the very first consultant on staff.
Wow. So this Melanie Bernacki, would you say that she was one of your first mentors?
Oh, absolutely she was.
I think the theme is that I'm trying to understand from all of the guests that I've had on is really a life of service, and that's what you just mentioned. I think that's really important. So that's really what brought you to what you're doing now, from what I'm understanding, correct?
Yes, it is. Because I had the background, I don't know if it's because of the background, but I came from the Catholic background of really wanting to make a difference and contributing. And then meeting Melanie just really sealed the deal for me, because she was already working at that level. She was a consultant to businesses, and she was a coach, a leadership coach. When I started working with her and then with Patricia McDade, I found that that was the very focus. It was a focus of deep, profound commitment of integrity, working from the inside out, coming from what your vision is, what your integrity of your purpose in life is, and then living that in service to others.
Right, and I'm jumping way far ahead because I have a few questions I want to ask, but your book, Ready, Aim, and Thrive, and I love that title, by the way, is available on Amazon. And I wanted you to confirm with me, because I was reading about it, and the vision statement, and I'm assuming this is coming from your book, and it mentions integrity and leading. Can I read from that? Is that okay?
Yes, please. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, the vision statement: as business becomes a driving force for social, environmental, and economic benefit, we stand for authenticity and leadership. We stand for leaders being persons of integrity, leading an organization of integrity. The key component of great leadership is honoring your word as yourself. That's perfectly said. I love that.
And that's one of the things that is missing in business today. People have been encouraged to consider that speaking, really gossiping, is speaking and communicating. And the fact is, they're not taking their ability to communicate seriously, to recognize that what you say makes a difference to other people. And that when a company or an individual begins to understand that what you say makes a difference to someone else, then choosing what they say makes every difference in the world. You actually can cause a shift. It's what you're doing on this radio show right now, Janice, and that is making a difference. You're inspiring people, and every person has that ability. Every person's life makes a difference. Every person has had different experiences and learned different lessons, and in sharing that, it is a source of inspiration to others. And that source of inspiration then has people start thinking more creatively and being able to work together and be more productive. In fact, there's a measurement now for integrity in companies. And when it's measured for, it increases productivity, and then it increases the bottom line as well.
Which is what organizations should be focusing on. And I also read about you too, growing million and multi-million dollar companies while empowering them to deepen core values of integrity, love, collaboration, compassion, while operating at peak performance, is what you just said. And I read that about you too. That's terrifically said.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, now getting back to what your core business is right now, of the 5,000 people in business who've coached, who are the most successful?
The most successful are the ones who are in a point of transformation. They're really wanting to have that first sense of integrity, wanting to have a place of making a difference with what they're doing every day, wanting to transform their life in every aspect to being one that is in integrity with an inner state of being, an inner way of knowing, and intuitive knowing in their life, and having their life be more meaningful. Those are the people who are most successful, because they're already primed for transformation. They're primed for changing things in their life and to expanding. And quite often they're primed for moving more quickly than others may be.
Right. And are you primarily, Michelle Joy, are you working with CEOs? Are you working for, working with managers? I mean, who are you helping the most?
I've worked for the last 23 years with entrepreneurs, from beginning startup entrepreneurs all the way through working with established business owners who have multimillion dollar companies. I work with CEOs of corporations. I work across the gamut, but my sweet spot is entrepreneurs who have already established their business and are now ready to take a leap of faith, as I call it, into an area that they haven't been successful in yet. They have it's a level that goes beyond what they already know as success.
Mm-hmm. So I like that you mentioned it as the sweet spot. So I think I also read, too, that you're working with people who can actually admit that they need to learn more and move forward.
Well, yes. You know, the work I do is very confidential in nature. I work very directly with the business owner or CEO, and I provide a space of confidentiality. That frees the person that I'm working with to be able to share things that they wouldn't share with other people. It wouldn't be appropriate for them to share them, for instance, with a coworker or with an employee. As an owner or as a CEO, they're responsible for the listening that occurs in their company. And so having someone that they can share confidently with and confidentiality allows them to be more authentic. And it's at that point of authenticity that people are able to break through areas that they don't even know that they're resisting in. When they are able to see something for themselves, when they're able to address something for themselves that's been in the way or holding them at a certain level, then they're free. Then they're really free to be themselves. That's the joy of the work that I do, when people have that level of freedom.
Right. Well, I know that you're doing such great things with the people that you're working with. You know, let's back up too, because this isn't like typical that you've been an entrepreneurial. It sounds like your whole business career, your whole life. Is that right?
No. No.
Let's go back then. What did you start doing?
Well, I worked for a few years as a teenager at Pacific Ocean Park. It was an amusement park like the Santa Monica Pier has a park, only it doesn't exist anymore. And I worked in the games, you know those shills that call people to play games and come play the game? I did that. And and it was great fun. You know, I learned how to talk in public that way. And I had to be bold and call people over to come play a game. And so I learned how to have fun right at the beginning in working. And then I worked in a couple of different stores. And then I worked in banking. I was in banking for 6 years before my daughter was born. And I really learned how to function with money and to be able to be accountable for having bookkeeping that was clear and being able to manage effectively. And then after my daughter was born, I went back to school and earned my degree in psychology. And so I had a career as in the field of psychology and in some very transformational areas. I work with people in conscious connected breathing, and having people come to a state of inner calm and peace where they could see for themselves where they were stopped, where they were limited, and be able to breathe through it and effectively cause breakthroughs at a cellular level within their own bodies, their minds, their emotions. And then that's what brought me then to the whole field of transformation. When I went through the programs at Landmark Education, I really was taking a master's level program to be able to communicate effectively. And that's where I met Melanie Bernacki. So that brings you full circle to my background. I worked in education along the way and in teaching. So all the work that I do now integrates all of that.
Okay, that makes sense now, especially with your psychology background. But your first job, and it sounds like every, you know, thing moving forward was people-oriented. So you were working with people all along, especially with, I love your story about your first job, you know, working and trying to get people to come play the games. That's terrific. My first job was at Big Five Sporting Goods selling, you know, sporting goods and signing people up for gun What am I trying to say? Anyway, yeah, I was a people-oriented person too all along, but I love your story. My next question to you would be, now that you're in coaching, what does it mean to be coachable, Michelle Joy?
Oh, what a great question that is. Being coachable is being open and receptive to seeing things from another point of view. Most people have a fixed way of seeing things. You know, we've grown up as human beings and learned lessons along the way. We've learned how to address our life in a particular way. And most of the time we think we're right. And it takes an ability to let go of the past and be fully present and hear what someone is contributing to you in a way in which you can encourage it or include it into your life. So that's what being open and coachable is being open, receptive, listening, being present in this now moment, and letting go of the past and what you think you have to do to accomplish what you want to accomplish, and look from a different point of view.
Right. And do you find, like, what would you say is the percentage of people that you've worked with that are not coachable? Do you find that happen?
Well, yes. You can look around the world and you can see a lot of people who are not coachable. they have a fixed point of view and they repeat it over and over and over again. And I would say that's not being coachable. You know, being coachable is being able to hear someone, to really hear it from their point of view, and be able to listen with fresh ears, as if what they're saying can apply to you. So when I'm coaching someone, I ask them, first of all, are you willing to be coached? Are you coachable? Mm-hmm. They have to look for themselves and acknowledge whether they are or not. And sometimes they say, no, I'm not. And at that point, I don't coach them. And sometimes they are, but they need some encouragement. So at that point, I ask them, would you be willing to be coached?
Right, and they have to be willing.
Exactly. And so when they're willing, and even if they have to be willing to be coached, then there's an opening. Then there's a willingness to hear and to see things from another point of view.
Right. They have to be open for change, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So what, Michelle Joy, what do you think is the secret to surviving in today's economy? Because it's very challenging out there.
You know, it is challenging. I think life has always been challenging. We just are moving at a faster pace. One of the things that my clients find that's so important for them is to recognize that we're moving at a faster pace and including more information than we ever have. So we have information that's coming to us from multi sources of media and from social media and from our work environment. We're actually addressing 50,000 pieces of information a day, where our parents would, our grandparents, addressed about the same amount in a year's period of time, or maybe their whole lifetime. So all of the information is what causes people to think that they don't have choice. But when you can stop and get clear about what you want, what's important to you, people do a self-inventory. And when they get really clear about what's important to them, then they can go deeper and focus on that. And that stops a lot of the mind chatter. Mm-hmm. Because they can focus on what's most important to them. And then when the mind chatter comes up, then they can see it as mind chatter. They can actually be more have more introspective with it.
Mm-hmm. And dismiss it at that point and move on to something more
they
productive.
Exactly. They have choice at that point. And my clients have a practice of taking what that mind chatter is and turning it into something that's effective for them. So they can recognize a negative conversation that they're having about themselves or others, and then stop and turn it into something that's empowering and even inspirational, and then begin to live from that. So the clients I work with become conscious in each moment. I'm not saying they're all conscious in each moment. Please understand that.
Mm-hmm.
but they begin a practice of being present in the moment and being reflective, being introspective, being able to hear that inner dialogue and be able to alter it to be more inspirational and to be more empowering. And with that, then the communications that they have are more effective and more inspirational. They manage other people from that position, mm-hmm. knowing what it is that they're committed to, and then being able to speak that into the existence of someone else, being able to speak about what's important, being able to manage people to be effective, to being able to call the forth the qualities within that person, being able to acknowledge them for what they're contributing.
Right. And I think many times we, unfortunately, are reactionary in our actions rather than being introspective. And then that, I think that's where we go wrong sometimes. Do you find that with your clients?
Oh, all the time, Janice. You know, the reaction is quite often a resistance to hearing something or mm-hmm. being with them. Being able to just hear someone and not take it personally is very powerful. Being able to hear it as what's so for them and allow them the freedom to be able to say what they need to say clears the space. Communication is so effective in when you're able to clear the space like that, because then mm-hmm. you have someone who's really present with you, and then you can address what needs to be addressed. You can come into agreement much more easily.
Right, right. Now, Michelle Joy, you also mentioned having a daughter. Do you have other children?
I do. I have my daughter is grown, and she has two children of her own. And then my son is 22. He just moved a couple of years ago up to Washington, and he bought himself a little house. He's working for Chase Bank. He is taking courses online for computer programming, and he's engaged. And so he has a very full life.
Wow, that's wonderful. I am very interested in having our guest tell a little bit about, you know, you have the two children, you have a son and a daughter. With all of your background, you mentioned having some problems growing up and your mom and dad, and you mentioned your mentors being Melanie and Patricia. What do you think you have helped instill in your two children with your background? Like, what virtues or values have you helped to instill in them?
Well, I'm very clear that they are people who come from what's authentic for them. They come mm-hmm. from their heart, what they really care about. In fact, that was the coaching I gave my son when he was getting ready to move to Washington. You know, he's just 22 now. He moved up there a couple of years ago. He moved up mm-hmm. because he had a friend who was living up there, and he didn't know any other people. And so I the coaching I gave him was only choose a house that you love. Only choose a job that you love. And that's what he's done. And from that, he has got his feet solid on the ground. He's happy in everything that he's doing, and he's being really productive.
Well, that's wonderful. So really the message is choose what you love, whether it's from, you know, your passion and your work. It sounds like that's what you've done as well. So that's just wonderful that you've been able to instill that in your children as well. It sounds like they're doing great.
Thank you. Yes, and that really is the message. That's the message for each of my clients. We distill down mm-hmm. into what is most important to them, what they love. And when you come from that place, it makes it so much easier to be able to accomplish results. People will be more effective when they're doing what they love.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I keep hearing from guests that, you know, and then the money will follow. if you're pursuing your passions. So would you advise, Michelle Joy, would you advise young men and women to pursue their passions first or to take the safe route? I think I know the answer because you kind of just answered it, but can we talk about that? Because some of us do take the safe route first.
Well, you know, I think it's perfect either way, really, Jana. You know, because taking the safe route is trusting yourself at that level. And I think as you become more confident and learn skills in the world, I'm talking about young people now, you know, and when you're beginning, when you become more confident and learn skills in the world, then you can have more a viewpoint. You have a bigger viewpoint and can see with more perspective about what it is that you really want. Oftentimes people are going along and doing what they think they have to do, not choosing it. And that's where the challenge is for people. That's where they become really upset. They're not choosing what they have. And when they can begin to choose what they have and then look to see what is beyond that and take efforts or actions towards that, then they become more effective and having it be a source of happiness for them.
Right. Well, sometimes we do need to, you know, pay the bills, so we need to choose things early on that help us to do that and build a family. And like you said, all of those experiences build up into, you know, where you get to be my age, and I won't say, but, you know, it takes those experiences to get to a point. And we never stop learning, do we?
Never. Yeah,
never.
I'm challenged every day. I love it.
No, I always thought when I turned, you know, 50 plus that I would have it all figured out, and I'm actually enlightened and excited that there's so much more to learn. Let's get back to your book, Ready, Aim, and Thrive. I'm reading here that it's a priceless topic that will encourage and inspire you to be triumphant over your own obstacles. This is available on Amazon, and how can our guests get in touch with you, Michelle Joy?
Well, I have a page that they can go to and sign up for a free free ebook, as well as a free discovery call. I'm happy to speak with your guests. They can go to takingaleapoffaith.com, and there's a hyphen between each word, taking-a-leap-of-faith.com.
Okay, great, great. And I also noticed that you're a member of eWomen's Network and NABO, which I'm also a member of. Maybe I'll run into you sometime with the OC NABO. That would be terrific.
I'm going to be speaking at NABO in July or August.
Oh, great. I'll come watch you. That would be wonderful. So again, can you give our listeners how to get in touch with you? That's a little bit tricky of the website. Can you read that through again?
Yes. takingaleapoffaith.com with hyphens in between each word. They can also find me
terrific.
At michellejoy.com.
Yes, and there's a wealth of information online about you. I really enjoyed having you on the show today. Thank you so much, Michelle Joy.
Janice, it's a pleasure. Thank you, and thank you for all the good work that you're doing.
Absolutely. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Ladies, I am so happy that you tuned in today and learned from our amazing, fantastic female guests, and I hope you recognize this as an opportunity to pass their knowledge on to your daughters and friends and share the wisdom of the ages. I'll talk to you again soon, and in the meantime, let's lift each other up, spread the love, and share an attitude of gratitude.
Every 3 minutes, another woman gets the news that she has breast cancer. And here are some of the first words she hears. Hertenu oncogene, aromatase inhibitor, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How are you going to decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Listen to me. Shirley Jones. As soon as you get your diagnosis, go to breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those breast cancer words and find out what they mean. At breastcancer.org, you can learn more about your particular kind of cancer and your treatment options. Prepare a list of questions for your next doctor's visit and get all kinds of other useful information to guide you and your family through this. Breastcancer.org. the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
You've been listening to the Tell Janice Radio Show. If you'd like to be a guest or suggest a guest for the show, or if you would like to nominate a fabulous female for a shout-out by Janice on the live show, please visit www.telljanice.com. Please share this episode with your social network and help us lift women up. Join us next week for another episode of Tell Janice.